What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Braves off today. They'll take on the Mets starting tomorrow. It's Dukes and Bell live at Mall of Georgia. Hooters hanging out. And I appreciate our listeners coming out and hanging out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys. We'll be here until 6. Titans in town tomorrow. We're going to talk more about that as they will have these joint practices. And then Friday we'll have our second preseason game for our Falcons. I am ready for the regular season. Mike mentioned it coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll go down and around the league, should I say, and talk about some of the things we saw this weekend. A lot of talk about these rookie quarterbacks, man.
Right.
And you know, pretty much all of them played. Cam played.
Jackson Dart
played. Shador played. I mean, you start looking around the league, there were a lot of rookie quarterbacks that got some run. So we'll get into that. And also, Connor Riley's going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour, guys. Dog scrimmaged Saturday. We'll find out the latest. And also, the new AP rankings came out, Mike. And they are not 3-4, but they are 5 in the new AP rankings. Preseason that just came out. I don't know if Kirby's using this or not, but, you know, look, I think Georgia's a top 3 team, but that's not what they think right now.
Yeah, and I know everybody kind of reads into it maybe too much, but I read Mike Griffith's article in Dog Nation. We'll talk about it with Connor. Defense got off to a better start than the offense. And I know you and I have been talking about it. I know you've mentioned it a few times. Ryan Puglisi, he's got arm strength, man. He can zing it. And I know that the media was not able to watch practice, but from people that were there and the word got out, that, yeah, this guy's got – he's got a cannon.
Yeah.
And it's something which I just – I know. We gotta, you wanna, would you like to start the Gunnerstock controversy right now? let's see. It's not even like the 11th of – it is the 11th of August.
Well, I just – I don't know if it was a fair competition. Right. I think Kirby went into the spring with the idea that because we saw him in the SEC championship and we saw him against Notre Dame.
If you have one snap at quarterback, you've got an incredible leg up in the pecking order under Kirby.
Yes, and that is the advantage he had. And I said, you know, I didn't think Puglisi was going to get a fair shot, meaning this was an unequal competition. I'm going to give you the same amount of snaps in the spring and the best man win the job. I don't think that was this. Either way, we'll talk more about the dogs and the rankings and all of that coming up at 4 o'clock. Hey, man, come on out and join us. We are here, Hooters, Mall of Georgia. Our man, Day-Day, our executive producer, is here with us as well. Of course, Big O back at the studio. Got to give Big O some love today. He sent us a picture. His little one, first day, man, first day of school. What's going on, O? How you feeling today, man?
I'm good, man. It was quite the morning, but we're better now, yes. Better composed, I guess, yes.
Did he cry?
Who cried more?
Probably me. I'm not going to lie. He saw the toys. He was cool. Like we got there. He saw the toys. He was like, whatever emotions he had at that point, like, y'all can go ahead and leave now. I got Play-Doh and Legos and trains. I'm good.
Yeah.
That kid is so – I mean, literally, he could be the cutest child in the world. This kid is absolutely adorable.
How old is Franklin now?
He'll be 3 next month. So 2 and – we say 2 and 11 twelfths.
Well, this yeah, because the kid looks like he's 4 or 5.
He's
I mean, let's be
not,
honest.
Not tiny at all. Not
no,
in the slightest,
he's not.
No.
I'm glad you're doing well, but he sent us that pic today, and we were like, oh, because look, everybody, a lot of folks go through this, and when you're that separation anxiety happens for parents. Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Let's talk Braves because they win 4-5 from the Marlins. Where was this when we needed it. Bottom line, Mike, let's talk about the guys that are performing. I've said to you guys, what do you want to see, Dukes? I want to see progress.
Right.
We're seeing progress with certain players. First and foremost, let's hear Snit, because Snit made this as simplistic as possible when he talked about how we were winning these games.
Well, that's kind of how you win games in a row is score runs, and it was good to see, have a couple of games where we came back in them and had some big innings ourselves, and the bullpen did a really good job.
I always feel like Bob Uecker in Major League. Well, they don't call the best manager of the bigs for nothing. You know, they just breaking it down. Money Harris, batting .325 in the 10 games we played this month of August.
Yeah.
Ever since the All-Star break, he's bet, if I did my math correct, about .318.
Mm.
But again, when the season's lost and gone and now you get it into gear, some would say now you're not dealing with pressure, you're performing better. We saw an amazing catch by Profar on Saturday going over the fence and left. So there's some cool things, but as we said, it's just, we're happy to watch a team. If this momentum carries over to next year, okay, we can say it all started after the All-Star break. But it's just frustrating because you know what this team is. It shows Carl what they're capable of, I guess.
Yeah, look, and here's the adjustment that we were talking about. I say we, as in we didn't know what it was. We knew he needed to do something. Money Harris adjusted his stance by raising his hands, okay? The position of his hands from chest high to around ear level.
Nice job, Hires. You're worth waiting for.
So for you guys who think you're MLB experts, whatever this is, right, you're just talking about the placement on the bat, hands, and level. He made this change, Mike. Here's the reality. He's been one of baseball's most improved players since we've been crushing him about not being able to hit. 359, 8 doubles, 3 triples, 6 homers in the past 26 games. Great. And we're not mad at Money Harris. We just wanted him to play better. We love the guy. He's been on our show. We think he is capable of this. But whatever this adjustment was, great. Stay there.
Yes.
Let's keep this going and carry it through the end of the season and carry it in the next season because, Mike, whatever he's doing, it is working. Here is, by the way, Money Harris.
Kryptonite for the Marlins over the last decade. Now Michael Harris deep to right. Back to back. No, not back to back with a strikeout in between. But it's the 12th of the year for Michael Harris.
It's a home run sandwich.
$5 fine, Brandon.
Yeah. Look, he got excited. He went yard.
But we've talked about the effort that, you know, Money Harris is putting in. Again, you're getting guys off the waiver wire. You're just trying to make as best you can to cobble together a starting rotation. I got to be honest, didn't know Joey Wentz from a hole in the wall.
No.
He's had some really strong outings. I mean, some days, you know, he's gotten shellacked. Some days he's given you what you need, Carl. He's eaten innings. He's not giving up too many runs. He had one bad outing against Milwaukee. Everyone's getting beat up by Milwaukee. But, yeah, good for him. You know, I mean, I don't know what his – I don't think there's any long-term future for him here with the organization. I think they're going to have to still spend on some pitching in the offseason. But some good things to hold on to. And what if Ozuna keeps raking? What if Ozuna fights through this hip injury? Are we going to have this conversation in the offseason to keep Ozuna?
We probably are. Yeah.
If he keeps on hitting home runs?
Well, Snit said this weekend his hip's not hurting him. At least that's what he told Snit. So – I mean, if that's the case, let's hope that's real. I mean, because I still love Ozuna, Mike. I think there's a role for him here. The problem becomes the Baldwin situation.
Right. Drake, they're going to have Drake DHing because they're not moving off of Mervin. Look, all the numbers bear it out. Grant McCauley tells us all the time. It's the best platoon you got right now. One of the tops as far as catching, giving you the production. But, man, it's hard to say goodbye to Ozuna, man. We're still raking.
It is very hard. Hey, man, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It's our Falcons' first preseason game in the books, but it wasn't completed. It was suspended. The locker rooms were not open, guys, after this game, rightfully so. So you didn't hear from players as you normally would. But the coaches did speak, and here's what Raheem Morris said afterwards.
You know, out of complete respect for Maurice Norris and his family, for him, for his team, for his head coach, and all the guys that are involved, us included, we thought it was the right thing to do. And we really don't have much to say other than it's the right thing to do for his family and everybody involved.
And again, you know, when you see the players taking it, you know, we unfortunately do see this. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you know the severity of the injury and how guys are really freaked out. So to try to get them, even other professionals, to kind of, you know, collect themselves, get back out there, again, this game is beyond meaningless. So other than getting some reps for like the fourth string, get him out of there. And then the good news is he does respond. He's been out of the concussion protocol. So just, I mean, Carl, just a galactic stinger, it seems like, for layman's terms.
It really is. We turn the page. Titans, by the way, landed here Saturday. They are in town. So if you see some guys walking around, you're like, that, they look like a team. It probably is. Right. But they've been here since Saturday. They played, and then they flew here.
Right.
They will practice with the Falcons tomorrow and Wednesday, and we're looking forward to seeing that. And then again, we'll play. The Falcons will play again their second preseason game on Friday. Hey, man, we are live at Hooters. Story number three. Let's get to story number three, Mike, because I want to get your opinion on this.
Story number three.
As we were talking about all these rookie quarterbacks playing, do you think the hype of Shedeur Sanders is overhyped?
I mean, look, it's a name brand because of the way things happen. Whatever you think, if you feel that the NFL all got together and all the general managers said, we're going to teach a guy a lesson. If he did strong-arm teams at the combine, we still don't even know if that's a fact. You know, or somebody just didn't like the way he answered the questions. I mean, he's giving you the high hand, right, during the combine process. And either way, we know what happened. We know the story. The only way he can win this job is to go out there and show he can do it on the field. All the other quarterbacks got injured, so that was a take advantage of it. Would be, you think he's the first guy to take advantage of some injuries and then go make a move? Talk to, you know, there's guys that made careers taking over after somebody got injured, right?
Absolutely.
So in this case, this is great. He leapfrogs guys because as the fourth man on the depth chart, this is the only way he's ever going to get on the field. And maybe you force the coach's hand by continuing to produce.
Yeah, I had people coming at me because I spent a lot of time talking about it this weekend. He's more interesting than Cam Ward. Sorry. He right. just is. His father, what he's done, his potential situation is more interesting. That is why we're not talking about Cam Ward. Doesn't mean Cam Ward won't be a good quarterback. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Shedeur Sanders is more interesting. And what may potentially play out with Cleveland is more interesting. I think more football fans are interested yes. in that. It's that simple. And, like, for people who are like, man, he's getting a lot of hype, because so many people wanted to see him fall on his face right. in the first time they got a chance to see him play in a professional game.
Everybody has an agenda one way or the other. Like, I just want to see this kid get a shot. He played behind a really poor offensive line in Colorado and still produced big numbers. That's what I think gets lost sometimes in this. What do you need in the NFL? You need a pristine pocket? You're not going to have it.
Nope.
He never had that in Colorado. So, to me, let this guy do his thing. Now, why in God's green earth they ever decided to draft Dylan Gabriel and then come back to him? That's for the Browns to decide. They got an idiot owner who basically said, I disavow this whole process. I had nothing to do with it. Okay, I'm pulling for this kid. I think everybody who's got half a brain is pulling for this kid. If you hate Deion Sanders and you don't like the way the college football landscape works and you want to put it all on this kid, those are the same people that blame Barry Bonds for the steroid era. You know, it's all one man's fault.
It's his fault.
I mean, there's racism. There's a tinge of that involved here.
Yeah.
There's agendas at play. That's why I say, let's see what the kid can do, man.
I agree. You guys can let us know what you think. Got to give a shout-out to the Atlanta Dream, by the way. They're third in the standings. They have moved up. They're on a nice win streak, so we got to give some love to Atlanta Dream as well as we continue to talk about what's going on around Atlanta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anna, hey,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, one final note just to wrap up the weekend. Golf, I don't know. We're getting excited because we're just a couple weeks away from being up there
at East Lake
for the Tour Championship. Justin Rose, a lot of storylines. We'll get more into it later, but Justin Rose wins that three-hole playoff against J.J. Spahn.
Yeah, man, and unlike years past, for those who have gone to East Lake, we're going to see a real tournament. That's going to be the difference.
There's so many storylines this year, and it doesn't involve live golf.
No, I agree. Hey, man, coming up, our conversation with DeMarco Helms. He had a couple of big hits on Friday night, and he's vying for a starting job as a safety. We'll get his opinions on this team and where he's at coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.